Mr. Microwave, please. I love you, but do you really have to be so loud? And okay. There. So it's gonna be 4 minutes. Whew. Okay. Wow, we could really stand to put a chair or something in here. Well, floor is good enough. Sorry, I woke you up, huh? I'm really sorry. We really need one of those microwaves that come with a mute function. You know, instead of this ancient screaming hunk of junk. Did you know that those existed? Yeah, mutable microwaves. 'Cause I didn't. Not until, like, last week. We really do be living in the future, huh? Oh, I was hungry, so I'm microwaving fries. What? Oh, come on. Please, don't give me that whole don't go to bed with a full stomach thing. I mean, I don't care if I get a little fat. I'd still be cute. Hey, don't look away when I say that. That's so rude. Oh my god. Why am I eating cookies if I'm gonna have fries? It's an illusion. No? Okay, well, like, I'm hungry now, but I also know that it's not gonna fill me up, so come on, I'm still gonna have room after this. You gotta trust me. But I am really sorry that I woke you up. Do you want a cookie? No? Come on, they taste way better at midnight. What, you don't think that some food tastes better when it's late? Really? I don't know, I feel like some stuff magically tastes better when it's midnight or later. Like, even toast can be amazing. But I'm not gonna make midnight toast, not after last time. You don't remember? Jeez. Dude, I was, like, half awake, okay? Chilling on the floor, kind of like this. And I guess I had zoned out for a minute when suddenly the toast pops up. And I full-on yelp and wake everyone up. I got so chewed out, and then my toast ended up cold, so it wasn't even worth it. Huh. Anyway, come on, take the cookie. 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 Sorry if I'm being weird, it's just kind of a fun word to say. There's this girl I know, and This sounds weird, but she says cookie in the cutest voice, so whenever I meet her, I always ask her to say it. I kind of worry that I annoy her or weird her out with it, but it's really cute. You gotta trust me. Maybe someday she'll record it and I can show you. And then you won't look at me with that look you're giving me like I'm a huge weirdo. Okay, yeah, it's out of my system now. I promise. Thanks for not being mad, though. You know, about waking you up. I like that about you. You know, how you're chill about the little stuff. You make me feel like I can, you know, relax around you, but I don't have to worry. I really wish that there were more people like you. Although, you know, it's all kind of hard sometimes, so you can't blame people for being a little tightly wound, I guess. Life's kind of hard, especially lately with everything. That's why it's good to have someone, you know, easygoing, so you can just relax. I think everyone needs someone like that. If you don't let yourself unwind now and then, you'll snap and hurt yourself, so it's important not to overdo it. I'm not trying to lecture you or anything, though. I'm sorry if it came off that way. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it would be nice if someone would tell me that I needed to take it easy. That it's okay to take it easy. 'Cause, like, I feel like we've all sort of been programmed by everything around us to feel guilty if we're not working on something. Like, okay, so, like, have you ever had a really, really stressful week, and then you had a weekend where you just did nothing? You just chilled out because, screw it, it's your weekend and you earned it. But then later, you're talking to someone and they ask you, what did you do on the weekend? And suddenly, you're just hit with this wave of guilt because you have to tell them that you didn't do anything. Yeah, I hate that. Why do I gotta feel bad about how I want to enjoy my weekend? It's so stupid. Like, it's my weekend. I earned it. And I deserve to spend it how I want. So what does it matter if I spend it hiking or lying butt naked in bed watching Netflix? Not that I... Yeah, don't come into my room if the door is closed, okay? Okay. Anyway, I wanted to tell you that it's okay to just do nothing sometimes. Whether you want to play Minecraft or Animal Crossing, or you just need to lay in bed and stare at the ceiling for a little bit. It's okay. Don't let the world think that you have to always be doing something. Or, you know, let certain coworkers or family members think that you have to be always doing something. Okay, sorry, that got a little personal. Anyway, have you been having trouble sleeping? I mean, I know it probably doesn't help having me out here going beep, beep, beep with Mr. Microwave, but I feel like I've been hearing you rattling around at like 2 a.m. a lot. Are you okay? I thought so. And there's nothing that helps you go to sleep? Hey, have you ever heard about ASMR? Yeah, it's like the tingling thing. Yeah, do you get those? There are some people who don't experience them. It's like a person-by-person thing. Like how some people can roll their tongue and some people can't. So, you know, it's kind of neat to ask. But yeah, anyway, I was asking because that stuff really helps me shut off my brain sometimes. Yeah, even I need to shut off my brain. Come on. And, like, there are so many different kinds of videos. Like, let me think. There's trigger videos. Those are probably the most popular. They do things like tap on things or, crinkle stuff. Let me grab a glass real quick. Okay, so, like, this kind of thing. Like, it's weird. It's super simple, but this kind of thing, it can help calm people down. Although I think it sounds better if there's something like in the glass. Oh my god. Wait, right here. Okay, don't move. Okay. Two left. Alrighty, give me a sec. Okay, so you gotta close your eyes for the full effect, okay? Okay, here we go. I'm about to open a can, so don't do what I did with the toast and like yelp, okay? Like you're fine. It's just a can opening. It's not gonna hurt you. And I promise I'm not gonna like dump it all over you or anything, okay? All right, here we go. You see? I'm gonna pour it into a glass because personally, I really, really love that noise too. Alrighty, one second. Sounds weird as heck, but trust me. Just shut up and listen to the fizzy drink that makes nice noises, okay? Trust me. Okay, so this will be my drink. Did you want one? Come on, you're up late already. What harm is a little soft drink now gonna do? Plus, if you say yes, I get to do the pouring thing again, and that makes me happy. Come on. You want to listen to the pouring noise again, too. Please. Yay. Okay, I've got another glass, so here we go. 1 second. Well, I swear, I'm gonna drink it. Now remember, it's just a can. I'm just opening it. It can't hurt you. Okay? Is it weird that I kind of like that noise too? Like, the kth-hunk kind of noise? Yeah? No? Okay. Alrighty, I gotta pour it. One can be yours. Here you go. You know, soft drink doesn't really keep me awake. It just makes my throat make this weird gurgle noise. Yeah, it's not cute. So, yeah. That's ASMR, at least to me. But you can find loads of different kinds, like, there's soft-spoken tutorials and rambles and whispered let's plays, role-play stuff. There's even, like, unintentional ASMR from, like, documentaries. Sometimes I like to go on deep dives and see what kind of weird stuff I can find. There's ASMR for almost everything, like even memes. Like, I remember 1 year I found this ASMR about Momo. Do you remember that? Yeah. It's crazy. Plus, there's also these, kind of, adult ones. Adult how? I mean, can't you guess? No? Really? Well, they're adult, like, lewd, okay? I'm not gonna give you an example, just Google it, okay? Jeez. So, yeah. I definitely recommend it if you can't sleep. Like, I don't know. I think it could really help. Wait, how long has it been? Why hasn't the microwave gone off? What the? So, someone broke the microwave?